Senate Finance will come to order. Senator Bundy, Senator Dyson, and Senator Stedman join me today. And we have a couple of pieces of legislation we'll be reviewing for the second time, and hopefully we can get finished and passed out. The first one is Senate Bill 210. Heather, do we have anything else we need to hear on 210?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. For the record, Heather Breaks, staff to Senator Terrio. I do not have anything else to add this morning.
Does anyone else have any questions for Heather on Senate Bill 210? Hopefully you've had time to further review it. And if you had questions, talk to the sponsor between the time we last met and today. And I'm very much in favor of this legislation and hope it accomplishes what we're trying to accomplish. We're joined by Senator Olson. Senator Olson, we're reviewing Senate Bill 210.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
It's my intention to pass it out today. Did you have any further questions?
No, actually I didn't, but thank you for the consideration, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Bundy, can we have a motion?
Yes. I would move that we pass SB 210 from committee with individual recommendations, attached fiscal notes.
Version G.
Opposition?
Yes.
There being no objection, Senate Bill 210 passes out of committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes. Thank you. And the next up is Senate Bill 237, which we were discussing previously, having to do with increase in the number of judges around the state. And then addition of a courthouse space to the Kenai Courthouse, and conforming our judges' salaries with those that were passed last year for our commissioners. And I actually thought the judges were included last year when we did the salary increases, and was surprised to learn that they had not been changed. Are there any questions about this legislation? I know that Larry Cohn with the Alaska Judicial Council is online if anyone has questions. Any questions? Any need for further information? Senator Sedman.
Yes, just as a general comment, I know this is gets a little bit complicated when we're handling multiple fiscal notes and dealing with our budget cycle. So we'll, as the subcommittee chairs, I'm sure we'll take these fiscal notes and work them with the budget to make sure we don't have double counts and all that stuff. And
that
way we can just move this legislation along and not hold it up.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Because Senator Stedman's concern had been the fact that this kind of muddies up the appropriation process and on the capital budget and everything. And I said, well, in order to increase the number of judges, we do have to have a Senate approval and a legislative approval. So and in that same vein, for Kenai, it does involve an addition to that courthouse. We currently have that going on in Mat-Su from last year's appropriation, and that was included in the capital budget. If there's any change to the capital budget and the addition is made in that, this fiscal note will be zeroed. Or if it's included only in the fiscal note, the capital budget won't reflect it. There will be no double funding, either the positions or the courthouse expansion. Any questions? Senator Bundy.
And I would move that we pass from committee SB 237, additional judges with individual recommendations and attached. Not zero fiscal notes.
That's true. These do have substantial fiscal notes, but they are for purposes badly needed in our state. And I know that the Mat-Su courts are are desperate for additional judges, as are Kenai, Fairbanks, and Anchorage. Senator Stedman.
Yes, this is version F, the CS for version F. That's the one we're going to move off out of committee.
Is that the one
I had?
Yes.
Okay.
Version F. Objection.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
Can I just ask a question on the title, Madam Chairman? On version F, I see the designation for the increased number of Superior Court judges for the Third and Fourth Judicial District, and under, on page two, actually I see is the Third, Fourth, and First Judicial Districts.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing there on the title that...
Chris, do you want to come up and help us work through this? And would you restate your question, Senator Olson?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. And I look at the title here, obviously on page one between line three. On line two, it says the number of Superior Court judges designated for the Third and Fourth Judicial Districts. And if you look on page two, the bottom of the page under section six, it says number of judges. I see the First Judicial District goes from 34 to 40. The Third Judicial District goes from 19 to 24. And the Fourth goes from 7 to 8. Why is the First Judicial District not included in the title?
Chris. Madam Chair, for the record, I'm Chris Christensen, Deputy Administrative Director of the Alaska Court System. Through the Chair, Senator Olson, this existing statute that's being amended is actually a little bit confusing. The first line where it says it goes from 34 to 40, that's the total for all the Superior Court judges in the state. The only individual districts that are having their totals changed are the Third and the Fourth, so that the First and the Second are actually not increased by this language.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Do we have the motion?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we do. Okay, there's any objection? Further objection? Senate Bill 237 will pass from committee with individual recommendation and accompanying fiscal notes. Okay, the next Senate Finance meeting will be on Wednesday, and Senator Wilkin will be guiding that discussion on those days. And I think it's on bills previously heard, so keep in touch with him. And I appreciate your being here. Senate Finance is adjourned.